Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
It's for me.
At the Red House.
Look at the sofa. It's perfect for a black person or a white person.
Perfect.
This mattress is perfect for a white person or a black person.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
And Hispanic people, too.
And all people.
Good morning, Steve. You're on Q100. Natalie, grab a mic here real quick. What's up, Steve?
That commercial right there, that's like the most surreal commercial I've ever heard. That's a real commercial?
You think it's a real commercial? Would you go and buy, would you buy your furniture at the Red House?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not black, white, or Hispanic. I'm actually Asian, so.
Nope, you can't included. Do it.
They did. They did discriminate against
can't
Asians right
do
there.
It. Sorry, dude.
Natalie, it's the first time you've heard that commercial.
I've heard it before, but I was looking through the commercial log. I'm like, what the world? I thought it was something that I was supposed to plug in there. I was like, where did that come from?
And that's actually a real commercial.
Yeah.
It really is. It was done by a couple of guys in South Carolina like a year ago, right?
So has it been? I want to say maybe a little longer than that, because haven't they done one since then?
It's not. It's what's that furniture district? It's not South Carolina. It's North Carolina, where all the furniture stores are.
Hickory.
Wood manufacturers.
Isn't it Hickory, North Carolina?
Yeah, that part of town. And they did it almost as a joke, but then the people really ran it because it got so much attention. Because it went viral.
It got so many hits that they just decided to run it.
Yeah, I heard it before as a joke, but you know, I have to manage the commercials, making sure that Tracy's
so like,
what is going
that
on?
That was not part of the law.
Poor thing.
Aww. Running on back here. You're welcome.
This is The Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show listener Patrick. How are you today, man?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Let's go around the room. Wendy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just ready for the pollen particles to get out of every orifice of my body.
That's a pretty picture. what is the pollen count today supposed to be?
Too high.
Oh, I'll tell you exactly what it is. Hold, please.
Hold on while Jeffopedia takes a look for you. All right, so as he's looking, Wendy's doing okay. Melissa, how are you
doing? I'm doing good.
It's low. It's 1440.
Oh, okay. Then I should be feeling a lot better today.
It was like 2563 yesterday, but now it's 1440, so we're good.
Good. We're getting down there.
Jen, how are you?
Good. Really good.
Jeff, how are you? I'm doing fine. It's a longer answer than you wanted, but what's up?
Hey, y'all having too much fun. I was just curious of how Gina's doing on her not smoking and the name of her hypnotist that she went to.
Well, we may want to do those in reverse order.
Okay. No. I'm doing well. I can't say that I have been flawless or perfect, but I went and saw a hypnotist named Sean Wheeler. His Twitter name is at Hypno Wheel. And then what is his? It's purehypnosis.com is his website. And it definitely kickstarted the process for me, like made it more about a life decision and all that kind of stuff, and kind of took it outside of the everyday addiction that you feel. But have I been perfect and flawless? Absolutely not. I fell off on vacation, had a few on vacation, but didn't smoke for a long time when I came back. And then two different nights when I have been out having lots of drinks with friends, I have slipped up. But I haven't been smoking in my everyday life like since. So I have had some slip ups, but I've been able to, for the most part, that 99% of my life is completely smoke free.
So you don't consider yourself a non-smoker anymore.
A smoker,
you mean. I quit 3.5 years ago, but I have a friend who's trying to quit. He's using the patch, and every time he takes it off, he says he needs a cigarette. Hmm. So
yeah, it's about his mindset too, and that patch keeps you addicted to the nicotine. You know, yeah. So you still will need it if you continue with the patch for a long period of time. I think it's a great way to get you out of the habit part, and I think any way to help you stop is a great way. Is it whatever it is that you need to use it, whether it's those prescription medications that a lot of people have had success on that. A lot of people read that book, The Easy Way to Quit Smoking. I can't remember the name of the author, but it's been around since the 70s or 80s. Tons of people have had success on that. You know, the gums, the patch, whatever it is that it takes you to do it, you just got to do it. You know, to me also, if you... I mean, this sounds awful to say, but if you hear stories of or see pictures of people who have emphysema from a lifetime of smoking, like that will change your mind. Mm-hmm. Will completely change your mind to me. So I have not been perfect, and I think it may be something that I struggle with for a lot of my life. But as far as now, I would consider myself a non-smoker, even though I've slipped up. Is that okay to do?
I smoked for about 25 years, and then I put it down and just walked away from them. But that was easy for me. I understand not everybody can do that.
She's still a smoker.
I was just, I'm trying to help my friend quit smoking. He needs to do so.
Mm-hmm. How long does she have to go not smoking at all before she's a non-smoker?
Jeff was asking under our breath. Jen said that she considers herself a non-smoker now, and this is a pretty hot button with me right now because I see my wife's going through the. My wife has decided not to become a non-smoker right now. She stopped and then started and stopped and then started, and now she's smoking quite a bit now. And Jen's smoking only when you go out?
It's been a couple of slip-ups. Every time I go out, I don't smoke, but it's definitely been here and there.
Yeah, I'd consider you a non-smoker at that point then.
But it's not every time. Mm-hmm. It's not like every time I have a drink or whatever, but I have definitely screwed up.
Well, I commend your focus through whatever he was doing while he called us. I don't know. If the loud call, or is it just me?
Yeah,
I sound like he was on a cash register.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell he was moving, the pallets that he was knocking against the phone. But anyway, I commend your discipline.
I mean, I know you're a non-smoker, but do you have a cigarette now? Because I could really use one.
No, I don't. I don't. That's the good news. I don't have any. I don't have lighters. I don't have matches. I don't have any of that kind of stuff. I've just screwed up and been one of those annoying people that bum one.
Give me one of your airline bottles of liquor then.
Yeah, Stace and I, I still don't know how to handle this with my wife. I really don't. I just know that she's smoking and she has been smoking and she's not ready to quit. But it hits me on so many different levels, that I just don't know where to start with her. Like, I know she's not ready to quit smoking and I don't want to be a nag and stay on it. But also, I mean, I'm in this relationship also and I love my wife. And I like my wife to be around for a really long time for my kids. That's the deep part of it. The superficial part is I don't like kissing a smoker. I don't like when my wife walks by that I can smell cigarette smoke on her. I hate when my wife walks in the house and I want to put a kiss on her that as I'm approaching, I can smell cigarettes. It really, really affects me. And I don't want to be a pushy dude, but we're all in this together, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was a huge reason behind me stopping smoking too, because my boyfriend does not smoke and I don't want to smell like it around him, taste like it, I felt gross being around him as a non-smoker. I just didn't want it around him at all. So when we first started dating or whatever, I mean, I would go, long date days and not smoking, in the back of my mind being like, hey, when am I going to have one? And then I thought, that's stupid. I'm really enjoying myself here. I don't want to wish I was somewhere else because I really want to be right here, And I think that, when you're smoking, I think the hardest part about it is you're always, a lot of brain space is taken up by wishing you were somewhere else smoking. Because you can't smoke inside. You can't smoke in a lot of parking decks anymore. Mm-hmm. You can't smoke, you're banned to the dumpster area of most buildings if you're going to smoke. You can't smoke in restaurants or bars except for the Vortex. And but you know what I'm saying? You have to sort of really have a lot of your time of your day thought about, do I have enough in my for me, it was, do I have enough left in the pack to make it through the day? You know, can I go out tonight or do I need to stop at the gas station, get them? Do I have a lighter in my purse? Where is the lighter in my purse? You know, where are the matches? Are they out yet? You know, oh, I should go talk to my friend so-and-so down the hall because they smoke and I should go have a lunch break with them. Like, there's so many different thoughts throughout your whole day consumed with it that when that's gone, it's really frees you up. Like, it really frees up
your
mind.
But you're really doing a good self or something that Stacey can't do. How's that?
Well, I know she can. That's the thing.
She can do
it.
She stopped. Just... When I first met Stacey, she didn't smoke.
Right. Yeah, and now...
For years.
And I also, there's a part of me also that sort of feels like she was... There were stages. There was non-smoking, then it became just smoking while she was drinking, then it became regular smoking, then she was smoking, but she was never smoking in front of me, and now she's smoking in front of me, which pisses me off.
When did that start?
A couple of weeks ago. She invited me out on the patio where they had some people over the house, and there she was just lighting up, like, has totally forgotten how much it bugs me. Mm. And then it happened the other day also, and I hate everything about it. Mm-hmm. Everything about it. Mm-hmm. Hey, Blythe, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Burt Show.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
I was just going to say, my mother is hauling around oxygen from, you know, a lifetime of smoking, and she's miserable to be around.
Yeah, my dad has emphysema so bad now, he can't walk 100 feet without hitting some oxygen.
That's how my mom is, except she has it 24/7.
Well, I see, my thing with that is that our parents didn't know any better. They were ignorant. Like, right. They didn't know how bad cigarette smoking was, so they were going for it, and now they have to, obviously, they got the repercussions. Personally, I know this sounds harsh language right here. I think if you're smoking now, you're just stupid. I mean,
it's the stupidest thing anyone can do.
It is a death sentence. Mm-hmm. And you know, and gosh, this sounds so hard. The words are coming out of my mouth, but I'm getting passionate about it now. It's not fair. I mean, you're killing yourself in front of your kids. If you have kids and you're smoking, you're doing a tremendous disservice for everybody in your family.
Amen.
For a lot of people, so, and I don't know if it's human nature or whatever it is, but this whole in the future, 20 years from now, you know, like when you're warning people about the end of their life and how the end of their life is coming, and this is with food and with cigarettes and with drinking and with everything, I think it's hard for people to think, oh, I know I should be the perfect weight and I know I should be exercising and I know I should, but it's so hard to do it. And I think it's the same mentality with smoking, but I do know that smoking will kill you. The other ones might kill you.
Right.
You know, it might kill you to have that candy bar. It might kill you to have that drink. It will kill you to have that cigarette. Mm-hmm. You know?
I heard a couple of friends the other day who saw, a very pregnant girl go outside and smoke a cigarette.
Oh, no.
I used to work with a girl who would drink and smoke at, like, I mean, big belly pregnant. I don't know if she's...
Wow.
Seven. When does the belly... You know how the belly gets...
Don't look at me.
I don't know. Where you can tell where it's like a pooch?
She started like 3 months.
6 months.
Not a pooch. Like the belly.
Huge.
Yes.
That's like what?
Seven and a half, 8 months, something like that.
Well, you remember that virtual listener we had on years ago that... was smoking while she was pregnant. And she said, you know, my parents smoked when they were pregnant with me. I'm fine. My grandparents smoked. And she said, go ahead, go online and find real concrete research that shows something happens to your infant when you smoke during pregnancy. And we had a couple of people researching it, and the evidence wasn't so black and white.
I know,
unfortunately.
But the thought is...
Why would you do anything that could potentially harm your baby?
If the chance is 1/10 of 1%, why would you do it? It's only 9 months.
Yeah. I understand it's hard to do, but...
It's hard to quit. It really is.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a former smoker. I mean, I was stupid, too. It'll kill you. It will kill you. It will kill you. It will. And it, from now to
you're
the,
so negative.
Yeah, I know. God, Melissa,
why
you're
can't
so,
you be more positive about people killing
God,
themselves?
God, Melissa, why do you have to be so opinionated? all the time, your opinions, blah, blah, blah. But it's just, it will. I mean, there's a reason why the doctors ask you if you're a smoker. Mm-hmm. Because it will, even now with me, with Jen, you know, people who had smoked, when we're 80, you know, God willing, we'll live to be 80, it'll still be part of our record and the doctor's concern for us.
Wow.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Listen.
It's the Bert Show.
All right, so today is tax day. And I know, man, people hate this day, mm-hmm. giving your hard-earned money away. You hate it, right? Mm-hmm. You circled it on your calendar for months and months and months. And I was talking to some friends over the weekend about it, you know? And, you know, it's pretty much the typical stories that we're probably going to go through right here. You know, I'm working so hard. You know, I look at the statistics and, I mean, I'm giving all of my money to the government up until, like, March 15th. You know, I think statistics show that. And I have a different take on it, and I know I'm going to sound a little Hannity-esque here.
Okay.
I don't mind paying taxes. I really don't mind paying taxes. And here's my thinking on the whole thing.
That's not very Hannity.
I was going to say,
that's not a Republican theory.
Is Hannity like not?
Yeah, no.
Well, hear me out first, and then I think you'll hear themes of Hannity here.
Okay.
I've done a good amount of traveling, so I've seen most of the parts of the world, right? Or at least some parts of the world. And obviously living here, I can make some pretty good comparisons. And whenever I get home, I really do realize that this country runs in such a different place than other countries. The organization of the United States, the government stability of the U.S., just the way I really do believe in my heart of hearts that we are lucky to be living in this country, man. There is no better country in the world, and I really do believe that. And I kind of feel like whenever you want something top shelf, you got to pay for that. You want a Ketel One, the best vodka, you are going to pay extra for that. If you want Gucci, you want Prada, if you want the best products, you're going to pay a little extra more money for that. And I really do, in my heart of hearts, and this is where I feel like the whole Hannity thing coming in, I feel like this is what we pay for in this country. Mm-hmm. We have so many freedoms here that they don't have in the rest of the world, that if you just watch the news from time to time and you see how some women are treated in the rest of the world, you see how kids are treated in the rest of the world, you know, we were talking about kids' slavery and stuff like that. This country is the best, man. This mm-hmm. is it right here. So when tax season rolls around, I don't get bothered by it. Mm-hmm. Now, I also will say, to argue the other side, I'm not exactly sure how much I'm paying because Stacey does all of that. I know what percentile I'm in, but I'm not – I've never written the check, and maybe mm-hmm. if I did, I would feel differently. But I feel like if you want something top shelf, you got to pay for it. And on tax day, for me, I'm cool with it.
Isn't most of the political debate the divide on what taxes are spent on?
I think,
and
well,
how much
yeah.
we're taxed and how we're taxed and that sort of thing. So kind of, I think there's like kind of two different.
Well, but I mean, there's, you know, I mean, this is getting politics, but just briefly, like Bush had done some tax breaks for corporations and for rich people that's about to expire. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that, yeah, the biggest debate is actually the money we spend on what it's spent on. But I do think
where does that money go? Does it go to military? Does it go to education? Does it mm-hmm. go to healthcare? Right. Does it go to, you know, that's a lot of the political debate, but how much we're taxed is also part of it, right?
But yeah, but when you brought Hannity, the only reason I brought the Republican thing up is because, I mean, Republicans fought for some tax breaks. So I don't know right. if the Republicans are all about paying taxes. But I mean, I have no problem paying taxes either because I feel like it's the rent in the country. Like right. I'm paying my rent. Mm-hmm. You know, I live in the country. I'm paying my rent. I live in my home. I have to pay a payment for that. So, you know, I agree with you. I think there's nowhere else I'd rather be. I have no problem paying taxes. And I'm happy to, because, like, you know, the thing is, I have the baby syndrome. I have the little sister syndrome, to where anything I do that's an adult makes me feel like I feel excited about it, because as a kid, I'm serious. As the baby, you're made to feel like you're the baby. So there's a part of me that's still, even, you know, even at 40, I'm like, you know what? I'm paying taxes. I'm an adult. That's cool.
Cool. Bring on the census, too.
Yeah.
That'll really make my day.
But the only thing that bothered me, you know, I was more passionate about it earlier this week, and I've kind of watered it down because I don't have anything in front of me. But basically, the one thing, though, that does irritate me about tax season is the fact that Katie and I can't get married, and that would allow us a tax break. One of the, you know, we don't file our taxes together, and it's just a case in which she and a friend of hers, Katie ended up owing, and her friend ended up getting a refund simply because her friend was married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just,
that was the only difference in what they filed.
And that's the only difference in what they were filing. And so it just was, you know, it kind of brought it home, where she came home and was like, you know what, it just irritates me that we live the same life mm-hmm. and do the same things, and at the end of the
but
day
on the box she has to check single,
and I have to, and she has to write the check.
Do you have any kind of anger that you're in a country that doesn't provide you the same freedoms.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you have to write a check for that.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, again, I'm happy to pay my taxes, but one of the things that frustrates me when you talk about spending is, okay, you want my money for the military. You want me to help provide for the military, but you won't let me serve in the military. Mm. You know, there are little things that at the back of my mind just irritate the hell out of me. You know, like if you want me to be completely, fully honest and excited about my taxes, then give me the same, you know, pay me back. Give me the same products that everybody else in this room is provided. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't charge me less taxes, fewer taxes.
That's
you know,
legit.
But in business, that would be bad business. You know,
you have any problem stroking that check every year?
No, I don't. Because I tend to agree with you. I think that we're provided with so much more security in our country than anywhere else. And I haven't done quite as much travel as you, but been to a couple different third world countries and have lots of friends who travel the world. And I've told you all about my friend who's in Kenya right now. And she and her cousin don't go out after dark because there's so many carjackings there. And Jeff and I were talking about it yesterday. A lot of times people tell you when you travel to Africa, have cash on you, because if they try to carjack you, you can pay them not to carjack you. Look, take my money and don't carjack me.
Which is
and
just bad
say,
economics, because the car could definitely go for more than $100 in your
pocket. It's less bother, so they'll go, oh, okay. And guess what? We don't have to worry about that. You know, I mean, our safety and security is a huge part of what allows us to live the freedom and live the lives that we do. So if tax is what takes care of that, then I'm fine with it.
Here is Whitney. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, y'all. Yeah, I just want to say I'm so glad you guys are, you know, broaching this topic this morning, because it's been very frustrating for me, too, because I agree with you guys. And, Bert, the same thing happens to me. Every time I say that, people look at me like I'm the craziest person on earth. But it's true. If we don't put our money in, we're not going to get anything out. So it's really frustrating when you hear people complaining, I don't want to pay my taxes, I don't want to pay my taxes, and then turn around in the same sentence and say, but I want education to get better, and I want to keep our roads nice, and, you know, they want all these infrastructure things to be put into place, but they don't want to pay for that. And that's not how it works. Well, if you want it to get fixed, it's got to come from somewhere. And unfortunately, or fortunately, in my opinion, that's from our pockets. We're all a part of this country, and we need to do our part to help out.
And then furthering that, that's why I get frustrated. People say, I'm not going to vote, you know, because you can't complain, because the legislatures are the ones, they're the ones that spend the money. So if you're mad about, you know, everything
where it's getting spent,
but then you didn't go out and vote, then you can't complain.
Hey, Becky, good morning. You're on the Burt Show, Q100, talking taxes.
Absolutely. I agree with you guys to a certain degree. I necessarily don't have a problem paying taxes. My concern comes from people who do not pay their taxes, who don't file, and also illegal immigrants who don't file, who obviously do not pay taxes because there's no possibility of them being able to, because they're paid cash money. They're, you know, living the low, you know, basically being paid under the table and hiding out and not paying taxes, which if everybody paid taxes, the government would have much more money. The United States, I feel like, that would be so much safer. We would have more things, and everything would be so much better.
We're going to try to talk to some of these people later on that are refusing to pay taxes and have refused to pay taxes for years. Because there is a certain amount of people in this country that try to get by as long as they can. I just don't agree with what's going on. I don't agree with what Barack Obama is doing. I am just not paying taxes this year.
What was that celebrity?
And we will put you on the voice.
Are they busted?
Wesley Snipes.
Oh, I was trying to remember which celebrity it was. But yeah, he didn't pay for years.
Are they going to call us from prison?
It sounds like Pamela Anderson has decided not to pay also.
They'll give you, eventually you're going to have to pay it.
You're going to get you now, they're going to get you later.
They're going to find you.
She may have just been trying to distract Larry King from her nipple covers that he was asking her about.
Oh, gross.
Here is Holly. Go ahead, you're on Q100.
Hi, nice to be on the show.
Thanks for calling.
One of the things I wanted, there was a statement that you pay more taxes when you file single as opposed to filing as a married couple. And I've run the numbers both ways. I've run the numbers where my husband and I pay together and as single, because I have TurboTax and I can do it online. And I mean, I can run the numbers on my computer. And what I found was that we pay $10,000 more in taxes because we're married.
So are you going to divorce him?
So we do have that discussion, and it's a humorous discussion.
You got to let him go, man. Yeah. He's costing you $10,000. I don't know that he's worth
it. That's not a good investment. Like, you know what I could get for $10,000?
You're looking at your spouse a little different today.
Why were your friends mad at you? Just quickly.
I think it was more like the tone in the room was like, man, taxes, I'm paying for this and I'm paying for that. And I'm like, why are you bitching about it, dude? Look where we are right now.
Yeah.
And look at everything that we have. What are you complaining about? And I think I was the only one in the room with that attitude, so it felt like...
The group
was turning into the minority for sure.
Yeah, people who don't pay their taxes and, I'm not going to turn in my census and I'm not going to do that, damn it. Get on my nerves.
And don't tell me you're leaving the country unless you're really leaving the country.
Yes.
You can only make that threat so many times.
See ya.
Just go already.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
Okay, Psycho Sue. Let's take a big breath, collective breath here. Not So Psycho Sue is in studio this morning. And thanks for coming in, because I know at first you didn't want to come in today.
Yeah.
It's been a crappy 24 hours for you.
It's been a crappy 3 days.
Since Fiji got back from the honeymoon destination, has it been crappy?
Yeah.
All right, Jen, I'm putting this in your hands.
Okay.
I've been listening every other day, and I'm not exactly sure who Not So Psycho Sue and Tool and Fiji is, so...
Mm-hmm.
Who are these people?
Okay. Well, as succinctly as possible, and realize I'm leaving out a lot of details, Sue called us up when we did Are You Stepping Into Psycho this weekend? And she called and said, I've got a plan. I am going to a wedding, and I'm going to tell the bride that the groom has been messing around with me the entire time. He's been playing both of us. And
she was going
to
go after the wedding, after it was all done,
she was
right?
going to go on Saturday, right? She heard from a groomsman and decided Friday would be a better plan, because then she wouldn't be taking out her anger on the bride. She'd be taking it out on the groom, and the bride would have a choice. So sure enough, she meets with the bride and the bride's family, and the wedding doesn't happen because everything is exposed. The groom is exposed for two-timing both of them, telling them both different things, telling both families different things. So he has been busted. So the wedding gets canceled.
And again, there was a family intervention there, just to add here. There was a family intervention where everybody's in the same house together. And
his mom, his grandma, bride's mom and sister and family. And Sue was there as well. So the bride and Sue hug each other. They actually become friends. And so the bride takes off on her honeymoon and goes to Fiji without ever getting married. So wedding's canceled and off. Bride goes to Fiji, and then we start to hear from the groom that the groom is coming back to Sue, saying, I really want to be with you now. And then at the same time, he's contacting the bride in Fiji, sending her faxes, like, let's all go to counseling. Let's work it out together. Then he starts pulling some really psycho stuff on Sue, like going to her house and taking back her dog that he had gotten for her over a year ago, doing all kinds of things to try to get attention. And then Sue came in studio with us and said, basically, it's all said and done. She had gotten the dog back. But basically that he was a tool and she wasn't going to see him anymore, and neither was the bride.
All right, that's a lot to take in right there.
Yes.
One really key piece that I think we need to start to establish here is that through all this dysfunction, Not So Psycho Sue and Fiji has really started to like form this bond together because Tool has been playing them both. She writes, and I'm going to read some of these, that you guys have started to become close.
Yeah.
Or so you thought.
Yeah. whatever she wrote, yeah.
I mean, I saw the tweets between the two of you guys while she was in Fiji and stuff like that, and you guys have sort of like, she even said that she's got a new friend out of this whole thing. So up until this point, you got a new friendship starting to form. Both women realize what's going on, and none of them want anything to do with Tool.
And
the last time we had Not So Psycho Sue, that's where we left it all off.
And then last we talked on the show, we were like, okay, well, Fiji, when she gets back into town, she's coming in studio, and we're going to talk to her in studio, too, and everything's going to be fine. Happy ending. There you go.
Okay, and I think that's a really key point here, too, that Fiji wanted to come on and talk about this guy also. And I want to read some tweets from her that she sent me from Fiji. This is the first one I got from her because I don't know who she is. And then she sends me her first tweet introducing herself to me. I'm the bride for the psycho situation. Sue told me you want us to come on, and I'm going to Fiji for my honeymoon, but I'm willing to come on when I get back. Okay? Another tweet from her. We listened to Sue's update, and I'm drinking one for the Burt Show. Thanks for making her do this, and I can't wait to talk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another tweet from her. If I send you an email with the facts that he sent me at the hotel in Fiji, would you want to read it on air? I want everyone to know what an expletive with an A and a hole he truly is.
What? Can you give me what expletive?
Well, what was that exactly?
And Sue, I'm still trying not to reveal everybody's name. And Sue does not deserve her dog being taken away from her. She's the best owner, and I know that because Tool has said it so many times, and she's honestly the sweetest girl ever and does not deserve any of this. These are all her words. Mm-hmm. This is going to get crazy in a couple of minutes because these are all her words. I feel like it's my fault. Sorry I'm a few drinks in, and I heard everything online, and I feel so bad that she lost her puppy. Then I sent her a tweet, I think, saying, hey, go ahead and send that fax to Tracy and me. And yeah, sure, I'll read it. Then she sends one back saying, I sent it to Tracy just now along with a little thing about the whole situation. I hope you can read it for me and we can talk more Monday or Tuesday. So she was ready to come in studio as soon as she got back. She was eager. Mm-hmm. Says, I sent it to both of you guys and he is truly unreal. You have no idea. Exclamation point. Then we exchange a couple more tweets and she says, but everything happens for a reason and I gained a new girlfriend out of it, as weird as it sounds. So now we're establishing that this bond and these two girls are starting to get along with each other, okay?
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of the happy ending part, because then the groom gets what he deserves, the women know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Move on.
So at one point she tweets also that people are making her so mad. She is telling the truth, too much to be a lie. I swear on my family, she says. Okay, so those are the pertinent tweets.
That the whole situation was truthful?
Yeah, because, okay. I mean, it is a little unbelievable. Like, if Sue didn't show up in studio with us a couple of days ago and wasn't here today, based on everything I saw yesterday, I would have said the whole thing was made up. Mm-hmm. Because it's becoming so unbelievable, and it's getting so mean that the movie Mean Girls to me is simply a movie. People don't treat each other
like that. Why? Tell me.
Okay. I will.
Like, I know it's like the movie, but why?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Put a sock in your narrative there.
I'm so anxious. Why?
We got a lot of ground to cover. This is going to take us a while. I'm going to warn you right now.
Jen was about to call you an expletive with an A and a hole.
All right. So everything between the two of you guys up until this point is fine. So at what point does she, is it when she's in Fiji that she starts to feel a little bit differently about your relationship with her?
I don't know.
You don't know?
She hasn't talked to me at all.
Okay.
Since she's been back?
We talked when she got back, and then we found out that he slept with my best friend and my big and my sorority. And I think she told you about that, and then the day after
Not
that.
Not the girl that came in with you the other
day. No.
What was about to say?
But he targets somebody in her circle, and he sleeps with her, right? In a woman's world, right. that's an important person
and
in your life.
And recently.
And the worst part is she's married. And she just had a kid. She had a kid.
Okay, so he sleeps with her, right? Okay.
When did this happen?
He sent an email to you guys. I heard it on the air where he said he hooked up with someone, and then he told me that it was my best friend.
Remember his email to us said, hey, tell both those psycho girls that I've moved on and I found something better. In fact, I found something better on Friday night. Well, that Friday night was her big from her sorority.
Now, why do we believe him?
Well, she admitted it to me.
She did.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So then I get this email from Tool, which sparks everything that happens yesterday. And the email reads like this. It says, Burt Show, Fiji asked me to email you guys because last night we went to dinner and talked things out and are going to therapy to work through our issues.
Hmm.
What the? She understands that I have made mistakes and that I am dating other people right now because she decided to call off the wedding.
It's her fault.
But we do want to be married and have a life together. Fiji and I love each other and we always have. Relationships I have had with other people have been big mistakes. We both know we are meant to be with each other and we are getting married in the fall. The fact that I was dating someone else for two dates is not Atlanta's business. And Fiji regrets telling everyone that. I'm sorry to ruin your perfect storyline, but what we have is real and not some made-for-radio drama. Mm. Okay, so that one comes in. And I don't believe this dude at all. Because all we know from everybody is how much of a manipulator he is.
Right.
So I tweet Fiji. And I say, look, I just got this email. Are you guys back together? And her first tweet back to me is, there is more to it. We're going to counseling. And I feel bad for turning my back on Sue, but I have to follow my heart.
Oh, geez.
Okay, that's where the first of 15 tweets come in. And so, they're going to get progressively uglier and uglier and uglier throughout the day.
So he has somehow convinced her that it was only a mistake what he did. He's sorry for his mistake, and she needs to forgive him and them get back together. So he's manipulated the bride back into a relationship.
Somehow, some way, either as soon as she got back from Fiji or he was calling her, he turned her around. Do you know when it happened?
No. I didn't even know they were going out to eat or anything.
So now they're back together, and they're strong, and they're a couple, okay? Hey, TC.
How's it going?
Hey. Okay, man.
You know what? All I can say is if Fiji is going to go back with the toolbox, God bless her and her simple soul.
Yeah.
You know, after all of this and she goes back to hell, you know, what can you say? You just throw your hands up, turn, and walk away.
Right.
I'm going to wait till, because Katie and I saw all these tweets last night, so when we get through it all, Katie and I had a big discussion about it.
The important stuff in our lives.
And we have a theory where it's fine. It's going to end up be okay.
Because of the karma train, which we'll get into all of these tweets here that happened yesterday. Because it went from, okay, I'm getting back with Tool, to really being mean to not so psycho Sue. Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean stuff. I'm so bummed that this girl is really what she's turned out to be. Okay, so I'll read the tweets for you guys, and you won't believe it, man. This girl that was begging to be on the radio, that was so happy that she had the wedding broken up, that she wasn't going to be married to this guy. Mm-hmm. The girl that found a brand new friend totally turns her back on Sue here. Totally.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Here, Burt Show.
All right, so we continue with the not-so-psycho Sue Fiji Tool storyline. And if you haven't been listening for the last 15 minutes, that's just too damn bad. we can't recap the whole thing. But as we sit right now, Fiji and Tool are back together again. And Sue has been feeling that Fiji, in a couple of seconds here, I'm going to prove to you, is just turning her back on Sue now also. When did you find out that the two of them were getting back together with each other?
5 minutes before Tracy called me to tell me that he had emailed you guys.
And who told you that they were getting back together?
The same groomsman who convinced me to go to the rehearsal dinner.
He did. So is this groomsman and Tool, are they still friends or?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think. All right, before I get to the tweets, here are some people calling up that are rallying around you. Good morning, Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Sue to keep her head up and don't let that jerk control her, and what he says shouldn't matter to her. And there's somebody out there that will love her for who she is and take her.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. Here's Tiffany. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I wanted to call to tell Not So Psycho Sue, don't feel defeated. The whole purpose of the plan has already been accomplished. Mm-hmm. You never was going into the plan to gain a friend. Mm-hmm. So wow. I think that was just an added bonus. But the fact that Fiji was on this emotional high after she found out all the news, it kind of made like this pretend bond between you guys. She was never your friend. So now that she's vulnerable and she realizes she's not as strong as you, she's, you know, of course, falling back into the typical, you know, she's going back with Tool. So don't feel defeated about it. I think they belong together. And she'll find out later on that she made the biggest mistake of her life.
Yeah, well, I mean, Katie and I feel like you've served your purpose, because the thing is that nobody's commented on the fact of the intervention. If you do something stupid in your relationship, and if you are the stupid person in your relationship, and you do it privately, and it's just between you and the person you're dating, then that's one thing. But the whole family now knows. Mm-hmm. The whole family was involved. And the fact that she is going back to him and they plan on getting married, guess whose support they don't have? Mm-hmm. They don't have the family support. I mean, according to the intervention that you were telling us about. So Katie and I are like, they deserve each other, then it's going to be fine. And they're going to create their own misery because sister and mom and grandma
and
dad, they're not in on this. You know, like, they're not into this. And so she's going back even after all that, then she's digging her own grave.
Did the former groom give you any kind of insight, like if the family is supporting this, like they're cool with it or not?
I haven't talked to the groom. Her family's not supportive of it at
they're
all.
They're not.
Yeah. No. So she's going to have a hard time and she's going to be miserable. Yeah. So perfect. Let her be.
All right, so let's go through some of these tweets from yesterday, okay? Because now Fiji is going to start showing her character. Because up until this point, I mean, we got a bond forming between Sue and Fiji. Mm-hmm. And up until this point, Fiji sees this tool for really what he is. Mm-hmm. And she's ready to come on the radio, and she's ready to go off on the dude also. All right, so after I get that email from Tool saying that they're back together, I didn't believe it. I'm like, no way, dude, you're Tool. And I've seen the way he manipulated everybody, so I'm going to go right to Fiji. So my tweet to her says, just got an email from Tool saying you guys are back together. Counseling? Can't be true, right? And then she writes back, there is more to it. We are going to counseling, and I feel bad for turning my back on Sue, but I have to follow my heart. She also, in another tweet, says, they had their chance, and I'm glad she pointed things out to me, and I will always be grateful for that, but I love him.
Oh, jeez.
Even though he has a lot to change, and he knows that.
Even though he has a lot to change, and he knows that?
That's what she writes.
The visual of Jen Hobby right now, because she's, I don't know, what is that? Like, she's got
my entertainment weekly.
She's got some tabloid that's like filled with celebrity pictures, and she's listening to you while flipping through it, and she goes, oh, geez. Like, she gets to the page, like the old woman at the... you know, at the
nail salon.
Yeah, at the nail salon. He's just waiting for her nails to dry. Oh, come on. Gossiping. Oh, geez.
All right, so those are three tweets that sort of ran onto each other. So I write back because I'm still not believing what I'm reading here, right? So I tweet back, so you guys are back together? And she writes, we are not back together. We are going to counseling and taking steps towards solving our issues. And
the issue is that you're with an idiot.
They're solving those, Jen.
Well, it sounds like they both are.
So at this point, I'm sort of retweeting what she's writing also, and there's like this soap opera going online right now on Twitter, on my account. And people are starting to question the whole thing. And frankly, I'm starting to question it also. Mm-hmm. It just seems too unbelievable, right? So I write, you're making this up, right? She writes back, why would I make this up? This is not our problem that someone else brought a whole city into our relationship. Leave us alone, she writes. So I respond back, I guess you don't remember emailing us, sending us a copy of his fax, and telling me you want to come in studio. She writes, I made a huge mistake when I did that, but I'm not the crazy one who came to you in the first place.
Oh, calling crazy again. Okay.
So I responded back in capital letters, now Sue is crazy again? She says, she is crazy because she got the whole city in on it. It should have just been between the three of us. And I wrote back, last week you were thanking her.
Right.
And she writes back, and I'm still thanking her because she helped us see what our issues are.
Oh, Lord. Come on.
She got manipulated.
Crazy. I wonder if she's hearing this back, realizing how stupid she sounds.
No, of course not. Mm-mm. She's probably, no.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No.
Why don't you let her talk for herself, she writes. She wanted to go on your show. Why don't you just call her real name? And I wrote, same reason I haven't said your name, protection. She tweets, and for everyone saying I have self-esteem issues and I'm jealous, I did not gain 20 pounds since the breakup.
What?
Pathetic. So did you put some weight on after the breakup?
Yeah.
So that's what she's referring to.
Wow. That's just rude. Just rude.
And at some point, you know, we were tweeting back and forth with each other, and I just said, you know, I'm done.
And that's
I'm done.
You can tell when a woman who is so into a guy is all she's doing is regurgitating something that he's told her. You know, because that sounds like something Tool said, and that she's just you know, repeating it.
Well, as soon as somebody feels attacked, they're going to lash out with, like, whatever stupid thing they possibly can. So that's like, yeah. She's like, I'm just going to be mean because you're attacking me.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning, Bird Show.
Hello.
I've been listening to this since last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought my own personal life had a lot of drama, but I don't feel as bad now. But seriously, Sue, you're going to look back at this about 15 years from now and just laugh.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, the Fiji girl, she's got her own issues, and this guy, he does too. So just let them just have their issues together and just move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth it.
Now let me read you just the email that I got. Might have been sent last night, might have been sent this morning. Says, I really believe all of you need to grow up.
Oh, really?
Isn't that what Tool told us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, mimicking.
I do not care what was sent to you guys. We're going to start with a clean plate and move forward. Sue knew what she was doing when she showed up at my rehearsal dinner, and that was to ruin my day and make the day about her. She most likely wants Tool back and will do anything to get attention from him. I'm not jealous of her at all. I just feel bad because she gained so much weight since Thanksgiving.
Whatever.
What a little
ass.
Who's pathetic? Fiji.
Let me read the whole sentence here because she's just mean. This is where I almost started to believe again that this is fake because I didn't think people were this mean. Like, this is just happens in movies and stuff. I just feel bad because she gained so much weight since Thanksgiving. She will be huge by the next one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
That is an awesome line out of a John Hughes film.
That's just so mean, man.
Sue's sitting right here, Jeff.
Hi. Well, Annette.
Emma Spence. Please leave us alone and let us be happy. After dinner last night, I finally saw what was going on. You guys are awful people to let someone ruin our relationship.
They deserve each other. They deserve each other. My feeling is, you know what, Sue? Don't feel bad about this at all. They deserve each other because here, Fiji had the opportunity to leave. She had the opportunity for everybody in her life to show her what is going on and who she is about to marry. Mm-hmm. She had the choice. There was the fork in the road. Either you leave or you stay. And she's chosen to stay. So let her stay.
Mm-hmm.
Let them be together. Totally. Let them be miserable together. Let her. Because the thing is that Fiji doesn't understand is that when he cheats on her and when he, you know, and he's going out behind her back and doing stuff behind her back and calling her fat and calling her these things, and then she has nobody to complain to.
Right.
Because everybody in her life is going to be like, don't want to hear it. You had your shot. So she's on her own. Let her be on her own. They deserve each other. I'm fine with that.
Do any of those words make sense to you? Or are you just too hurt right now to even relate?
Like, it makes sense. I've been hearing it for the last day from all my friends and my family.
You got a good support system around you?
Can you get away from all of this? Like, how connected are you to these people? Can you completely cut them out of your life?
Yeah.
Or start drinking.
They don't really say. I mean, she's saying stuff to you guys. The people who have been attacking me the most are the listeners.
And attacking you?
Yeah,
I
got
Twitter?
The listeners.
Well, a lot of people added me on Facebook. I guess because you could find me through her Twitter.
Okay.
And somehow a bunch of people added me, and I got a phone call. And Tracy had called me right after the phone call, and I just broke down because they were calling me a psycho and saying I needed to get an Academy Award for my performance and all that. And then a lot of my friends went on your fan page, I guess, and were defending me.
Yeah, and I started to defend you yesterday also. I'm like, let me be clear here. Sue's done nothing wrong.
Wow. Yeah. And then on some people on Twitter, you know, have been saying it's not true and stuff, and they don't know that it's me. They don't know who I am yet, but I think she's adding people on her Twitter now, accepting people, so you can figure it out through the conversations. So people have started adding me too.
Yeah, and I understand what your listeners were. I understand this part that people are like, this can't be true.
I
don't understand how people have been attacking you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for that.
Oh, it's fine.
Well, yeah, I don't know either.
I mean, it's not like you going to the wedding, you didn't say anything that wasn't true. You just told her, here's the situation, here's the information I have, here's what he's been doing with both of us. You didn't say don't get married. She's the one who decided not to have the wedding.
And what adds legitimacy, again, is her family being on her sister waiting on you and telling you, come in and let's talk about this, because obviously Fiji's family is against it. So, I mean, yeah, fine. Let them be. And this is like Antichrist drama, dating Antichrist. When we talk about that, this is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is your dating Antichrist. At least you've gotten through it. And now you can move on to nice guys, because they are out there, despite what the media shows. There are nice guys out there.
So very psycho Fiji. slaps us with one more insult this morning, right?
Yeah, she tweeted this morning.
Oh, no.
A lot of my coworkers are Burt Show listeners. The head of my grade called me in to talk about it. Thanks so much, Psycho B.
Oh, no.
Just.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh.
Wow. I feel really bad.
Sorry, mean girl.
I feel really bad, but now we know what she does for a living.
Hey, Brittany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, yeah, can I have the voice disguiser?
Oh, sure.
Voice disguiser, please.
There you go.
Thank you. I wanted to tell CG to run for her life. Like, I don't know if she's listening this morning, but she needs to run. And to Sue, just leave it be. Like, I was with a guy that manipulated me, and if his ex-girlfriend would have told me not to get with him, that he is crazy, I would have totally done the same thing. And, you know, I was getting all the hate mail when I stayed with him after something way worse than just cheating. And I stayed with him almost 2 years after that. And that was the biggest mistake of my life. So I just wanted to tell you, Sue, that don't worry about it. And, yeah, it hurts, but you're going to get over it. And a better man will come into your life.
You believe that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully.
You should be thanking your lucky stars that you're not in a relationship with this guy and it didn't progress to a point of like you marrying him.
Yeah, and it's over, you know? So you can move on cleanly. You your conscience can be clean. Just go, you know?
Yeah.
And you're brave to come in this morning, so thanks for doing that, too, and giving us closure on it.
Yeah, thank you.
And I am absolutely sure she's going to take more shots at you today. Just be prepared for
she's
it.
Rude.
It's not over for her yet.
Because
now all of her friends
him.
Are going to tell her what they heard today on the radio, and she's going to be more angry today. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, she has to take a look in the mirror today and realize how mean she's been.
But I
mean, she won't. She had her chance to leave. She didn't leave. Let her have
And she
could have
handled, you know what? And she could have handled it with way more grace. Mm-hmm. If she got back together with Tool and handled it with some kind of grace and some sensitivity on your part, like, called you up and said, look, I know this is going to sound awful, but this is where I got to follow my heart. All of this could have been avoided. Mm-hmm. But she decided to take the mean girl route on the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, she could have called me. I don't want him back. It wouldn't have been anything like that. But I haven't said anything mean about her, so there's no reason for her to say anything mean about me back today. We just need to not talk anymore.
Right. It's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Good riddance to them.
Good luck.
Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.